Oh, it's good to be with the saints of God, amen. One more time in the fellowship, in the light, as he was in the light. It's good to be here. Hope everyone brought your sheet from last week. Please pull those out. Did anyone want a PowerPoint presentation? I do have it in written form. I email some to you. If you want me to email it to you, just let me know, and we'll get that to you. That's that last sermon from last week. And okay, great. Okay, good. If you want me to email it to you, just let me know, and we'll be glad to get those to you. Oh, you need one? I'm sorry. Okay. And we'll get that to you. Everyone do have a sheet? I did make copies, so we're going to work Brother John to death today. I made sure that we had some done today. I really felt bad working so hard. Okay, let's go ahead and begin our lesson today. James chapter 1. All right, you got to consider fall brethren. Simply mean that we are fellow believers, amen. Heirs of God, joint heirs of Jesus Christ, amen. Royal priesthood, amen. Go on and give derivatives for what, who and what we are. So let's go to James 1:1. This morning we're going to try to move on a little bit. But I don't get no hurry when we get to God's word, amen. Especially we're being blessed, amen. Being blessed by the word, amen. So James, the servant of God of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are gathered abroad, my brethren, fellow believers, count, that is, that you're going to consider, you're going to reckon, you're going to think it all joy. See, when you fall, that is, that when you're entrapped, when you're encompassed, you have the inability to escape into diverse temptations. Then that word, knowing this. Did I give you, before we move on, I just want to give you that word, brethren, and just slow it down a little bit, because I want you to go here, and let me give them to you right quick. Brethren in the book of James, and you make a mark those there in relationship to that word, fellow believer, because it is just so important that you understand that. Okay, James 2:1. James 4:14, 3:1 and 10, 4, verse 11, and then chapter 5, 7, 12, and 19. I go again one more time. Did I give them to you last week? I'm sorry. Okay, you already had them. I'm sorry. Here we go again, because I want you to emphasize that. You know, it's good to be brethren, amen. It's good to be a part of the fellowship, amen, that we have by being in the light. See, some folks take it for granted. Some folks just come to church. But it's more than just coming to church, amen. See, we enjoy this 24/7, 365 days a year, amen, because we all got something in common. It's called Jesus, amen, that we are called fellow believers because we walk in the light as he is in the light. And let me give it to you one more time, 2:1, and then you just can write them down. Then this week when you count, when you study, you can go back and look at that, 4:14, 3:1, and verse 10. Chapter 4, verse 11, and chapter 5, verse 7, 12, and verse 19, okay? And I wanted you to see that in relationship to understanding who we are as being fellow believers in the kingdom, okay? In relationship to understanding who we are, that when we fall into diverse, that means various temptations, that are various temptations, and why we're there. Go with me to the book of James, and I want you to note that too in relationship to various temptations. Because, see, you need to note that in relationship. Oh, we're already in the book of James. Okay, James chapter 1, okay. See, in relationship to understanding who we are, okay. Okay. And then I want you to denote this by that various temptations, beginning in verse 13, 14, and 15, it'll tell you what they are. And then you also might want to know 1 John 3 and 4, okay, in relationship to these various temptations that we fall into. Why do we fall? The question is, why do we fall into various temptations? Because we're human. Sometimes we get in situations we had no business being into, like the brother said when he made a confession. See, sometimes we have to examine who we hang with, who our friends, who our association is, where we go, when we go, why we go there, because sometimes you can put yourself in situations that you had no business being in. See, it's like the Bible said, don't be unequally yoked together. See, you can be unequally yoked together with things, with people, with things that you had no business being in. See, but that's the reason why you count. That's that key word. That's the reason why you consider, you think, see, in relationship before you do, is that the right thing to do so that you don't fall into various temptations? Because when you go back to James, let me go right quick, James chapter 1, and begin in verse number 12, he says, 13, he says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. Okay? But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. See, that's individual, own lust and entice. See, I hold you, Spirit, you that we're own. Then when lust has conceived, that when we are somewhere we ain't got no business being, it bringeth forth sin. See, and sin, when it's finished, it bringeth forth death. He said, do not err, my beloved brethren. See, we need to understand that. Don't err. You need to understand the process that it takes that brings about various temptations. And in the situation there, it makes no difference. See, sometimes we put up with stuff. We put up with stuff just to get along. See, the end result, that is eternal life, the end result, the result right now, abundant life, is just not worth it. See, in relationship to putting up with things. See, we put up with sorry things, sorry children, sorry this. Sometimes it's time to just cut that stuff loose. Just get rid of it, amen. Because see, what it does, it causes you to put yourself in such a way. Because one thing about life, I can't control you and you can't control me. I hear people say, I know them. You know them to a certain point. You don't know them all the way. So when you've done the best you can and you can't do no more, sometimes it's just best just to shake the dust off your feet and then move on. Because see, if you do that, see what happens, the devil know that he catch you in it. That's the process they're going to take you through. And that's when we fall into these various temptations. See, of various situations that cause us to sin. And then if you tell the truth and you go back and look at it and told the truth about it, at when, where, why, how, see, you ask those questions, why this thing happened, and you told the right answer, the answer correctly, the end result gonna go back to own. Can't nobody be blamed but you. See, because you did it, you had no business being there, you're somewhere where you had no business doing, and sometimes we know things are wrong. It's like a job, I mean, and it's just my opinion. If a job paid me $50 an hour, it's just me, it wouldn't be worth me missing Bible class. What I get here on Sunday morning, what I get here doing worship, what I'm going to get here tonight, you can't buy it with gold. I'm serious. See, you just can't do it. See, and I'm just not going to substitute that just to say I got it. Because, see, this right here is going to determine my peace of mind. This is going to determine how I handle various temptations. This is going to determine whether I'm going to have abundant life. This is even going to determine whether I'm a fellow believer. Because the devil, he is capable. Amen. Now, I know everybody's situation and mindset different than mine. But my understanding, my process, where I am spiritually, someone said, well, you ain't working anyway. Well, it don't matter. Well, see, but the whole point that I'm saying, if the situation arose. And John knew me when I worked at the Birmingham News. I used to work. And I used to tell him all the time. I said, hey, 9:30, I'm going to church. And many times, you know, the press ran late on Sunday, where it may be. And some folks would have stayed there until they got through. I stopped at 9 o'clock or 8:15 at 9. I went home and came here. And I went back afterwards. Why? Because I felt like this was the most important thing to do. And that's the mindset that we're going to have. Because we can fall into various temptations. But see, you count it all joy when your mindset, see, and you know what verse 13, 14, and 15 is saying, that the sin pattern, how it happened. You see, how the devil works. So you can't deal with the devil unless you know how the devil works. So you got to know his techniques, amen, how he works. And one thing about the devil, he don't deviate. He used the same method. See, and that's the reason why the Holy Spirit teaches us that. See, we got to learn that. See, Eve had no business talking with the devil. See, God told her. See, she should have believed what God said, accepted what God said. She had no business in that conversation. See, certain people we have no business even talking to. You know why? Because the end result's going to be what? No good anyway. You know it's going to be a losing proposition when you even what? Continue the conversation. Why? Because you know them. Amen. So you got to understand what that word various temptations may be. Because Galatians 6 says, be not deceived. And so many folks deceive. So many folks hoodwink, right? Galatians 6. Let's go there and look at it right quick. And then we're going to move on. Galatians 6. See, be not deceived. Verse 7, be not deceived. See, God is not mocked. See, now where did you get there? Tie that back in over to James chapter 1, verse 13. Just tie it back in there. Dealing with various temptations, tie it back in there. See, we got to count this. We got to consider. We got to think. Got to reckon. See, unless we fall. See, he said, be not deceived. So many times, church folks are deceived. See, I can expect the world to be deceived. See, because they don't know no better. See, the world just don't know no better. See, the world don't have the word. See, the world don't have what we have. They don't have the power of the word like we. But we in the word, when we got the word, we got the perfect law of liberty. So the man of God may be thoroughly functioned unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:17. You got that, and then you still hookwink? You still fool? What you hookwink, you fool, because the temple is empty. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know you're not your body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Ain't nothing down there. To make you what? Count. See, got to be something here to make you think. Amen. See, when you fail not to study, when you fail not to what? Let the word of Christ dwell in you, when you don't do that and put nothing in, how in the world are you going to count? Ain't nothing there. And that's when the devil what? Deceive you. Why the world so messed up the way it is? See? Because we hear too much. We see too much. Man, we live in a world today. Do you imagine what the mind go through, what we hear with TV, newspaper, internet, Facebook, Twitter. See, that's what we go through. See, these phones we wear on our, if we understood what these phones are doing to us, we'll throw them away. And the reason why is because, I mean, we just depend on them too much. We on the internet all the time. We looking at this, we looking at that, we looking at this here. And you putting all this stuff in, but you ain't putting none of that in. Who you think gonna have control? You think the light gonna take the darkness, or the darkness gonna take the light? One gonna what? Supersede the other, am I right? See, if you don't put nothing in to fight it, see, you don't put nothing in to combat it, somebody gonna have control. And that's what's wrong with the world today. See? Because they're putting in social gospel, social it is. See, contemporary. They say contemporary gospel, social, I don't know what that is. Only thing I know is just the gospel, amen. They call it social gospel, contemporary gospel, hip-hop gospel, all kind of gospels. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, I'm saying nothing but the gospel, the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. But I'm saying that to say it here. That's the reason why people are deceived. And then we in the church, we supposed to know better. And we get TBs, we get Tobias, and that we can't put nothing in. Then how do you expect to win? When various temptations come. How you expect to whoop the devil when you ain't got nothing to fight him with? Huh? Kind of remind me of that movie I saw one time with old Eddie Murphy and all of them in it, and they had the machine gun. And the man had the little peewee gun. Pop, pop, pop. Y'all remember that? See? Okay, I'll tell you about it later. But anyway, they knocked them down. Here you got machine gun. He got a little pop gun. Pop, 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 pop. They got cannons and machine guns. You got a little two-shooter. You got your lead. And that's the reason why he gets you. Because, see, you got to put some in. Amen. So you got to put it in. See, that's the blessing that we have with the Holy Spirit. Because, see, when you don't fail to put nothing in, see, the devil know you ain't got nothing. He know you're empty. And that's when he gonna come. See, because you ain't got nothing in, you ain't going to count. See, you're not going to understand what brethren mean. Am I right? See, and that's when the problem comes. Amen. I'm just trying to tell us, me too, just how to deal with life. You know, I got a call this morning about 5:30. You know, I didn't answer the phone, but somebody did. Hang up the phone. Whoever called it should be in the bed. Sleep. But he just won't hang up the phone. Don't go there. Today is the Lord's day. Amen. See? Time for men to stand up. Amen. See, stop it before even going to the Father. Don't entertain that. We're not gonna do that because see, the devil want to control your mindset. But, so I ain't going to let you control my mindset. I'm going to control my own mindset, whether right or wrong. See, and that's the point. Go ahead, Terry. Yes. That's right. Said numerous times. That's right. Pay attention. That's right. That's it. And we're going to get that in a minute. I don't know what minute, but we're going to be there. That's it. 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 Well, you know, you go to Romans chapter 1, holy spot there, because see, in Romans 1, beginning of verse 17, the whole book is just so good. But he said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. See, how do you see God? How do you know God? From faith. The word. To faith. See, that what makes us right. See, that's the growth process. Amen. See, he said, as it is written, James 1:25. That's the perfect law of liberty, am I right? See, it's written, see, that by faith we gonna be made right. Right? Question before I move on. How can you take that which is written and call it faith and do wrong? Y'all heard what I just said? Y'all know why I said that? How can you say that you are righteous and you're doing things that are written, but you don't even comply with what is written? Y'all heard what I said? See, that's something for us to think about. Not only, see, I can use that phrase with denominationalism, but see, just use it just within our own self. How can you say you're a Christian when you don't even live like a Christian? Because see, if you do that which is written, right, you do what's in the book, you're going to be right. And then he goes on to say that the just shall live by what? See, we are justified. That word just means being made right by faith. Why? Why are we made right by faith? Because we do the things, not on a weekly basis, not just on Wednesday night, but, brother, that's something you got to do every day. Sometimes you got to do it 2 or 3 times a day. Amen? See, it just depends on what growth level you're on. But you just too busy because you're trying to maintain the world? That's what we're doing. Do you not realize 85% of stuff we have we don't need? I'm serious. You go to a restaurant and you order a meat and 3, a meat and 2, and they give you a ice cream scoop for the macaroni. an ice cream scoop full of beans and one pork chop. And you eat that, right? And you say, man, I'm so full. But when you go home, it's a whole different situation. You got to eat three pork chops. The ice cream scoop just ain't enough. That little handful of greens, you need a triple helping. You understand what I'm saying? And the point that I'm saying, see, we lack control of stuff that we don't even need that's vain. Because it don't even matter. It literally don't even matter. Well, we have a lot that we have, it don't even matter. I remember a long time ago, and y'all may go back there, a lot of homes didn't even have TVs. A lot of homes didn't have phones. Can you go back that far? Did that make us sad? We did the best that we could, right? And we're moving on, right? Huh? Am I right? But not only do we have TVs in every room, but let the cable get cut off. Let it blank off during a football game. I remember one year the cable went off during the Alabama-Auburn game. I was just so upset. I got in my car, drove to Sean's house. It was cut off. And I was just rubbing and raving like I didn't have good sense. For something that didn't even matter. Y'all understand what we're saying? Since we mean count. See, we have to consider. Because a lot of people out here working today, missing the Lord's church, you know, not seeking ye first the kingdom of God, being deceived, and what we're talking about, right? That not being justified by faith to be right, simply by stuff that don't even matter. It don't even matter. See? Some of us say, well, I won't ride nothing less than a 2010. I can remember when you walked. You didn't have nothing. Can you remember catching the bus? Huh? I can remember that. Am I right? You remember when we had nothing but a car when the famous? Huh? Did we cry about going up the street? That's all we had. The point that I'm trying to make is this here. That's what he's talking about. But see, you ain't going to understand that. You're not going to understand that if you don't understand what he's saying here in relationship to what it means to be a believer. Will you let these various temptations entice you to make us lose it all? See? And that's really why when you go back to Galatians 6 right quick, and I want to move on. Galatians 6, where he talks about, he says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, whatsoever, it makes no difference what it may be. Whether right or whether wrong, a man soweth, so shall he reap. See, for he that soweth to his flesh. Now you need to underline this. We need to underline this because can't nobody get over this. This is a fact of life. That is, that we live here today and we sow to the flesh, shall the flesh reap what? See, the world make you what? Corrupt. That's what the word of God said, right? See, what you sow, it makes no difference when you sow it. You can sow it 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But let me tell you something. If you sow it, it's going to come back and hit you in the head. See? Corruption. Then on the end, it said, for he that soweth to the Spirit, underline that word Spirit, that's a big S, shall of the Spirit, shall of faith, shall of faith of the faith, go back to Romans 1:17, reap everlasting life. What I'm doing, I'm inserting faith where Spirit is, because faith is Spirit, is the Word. Amen. Amen. And you tell me you ain't got time? You too busy? You worked overtime? That you just didn't have time? And when these various temptations are facing us every day? Come on. Y'all see what I'm saying there? In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So that's when he said, count it all joy. See, when you get that plateau in life, when you reach that stage in life, that when temptation is all the way around you and it don't affect you, I'm laughing. I'm laughing. You know who I'm laughing at? The devil. I'm laughing at the world because the world don't have no control over me. See, some people say, well, Allah, you ugly. You have to act like, wait, I ain't going to let nobody, I don't care who it may be, take the joy that I have for being a brother away from me. Amen. I don't make no difference. Okay, my wife, my children, it made no difference. If I had to remain a eunuch, you know, I can't handle it. See, I don't want to wake up in hell crying, amen. I just don't want to do it, amen. And then it'd be a shame for me to know. See, I know than to know in turn. Just to satisfy the flesh, the world, things of the world, it don't make no sense. But see, that's the reason why you're here. You're here, and I try to keep it personal so we can apply it, amen. So we all have sin, amen. See, we all got problems, amen. See, but I know what mine is. See, I've identified, I got them written down on my desk. See, I look at them every day. What is my problem? I write them down every day. See what I mean? Like 3 or 4 years ago, that man would have told me, hey, man, you need to go get your wife a car. I probably would have. But no more. Because, see, I've grown that. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, it don't matter. You understand what I'm saying? Right now, I just want to get from A to B. I don't want to be broke down. I just want to get from point A to point B. But even if you broke down, I got a cell phone call, man. I'll come and get you. You understand what I'm saying? But I ain't going to let nothing control me. See, nobody, no church ain't going to let nobody control me. I don't brawl them up. Now the ball's in your coat. But I ain't going to bounce it for you. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let you stress me out. I ain't going to let you do that. See, I tell them all the time, you know how it works. You're 18 years old, got out of high school, you got 4 or 5 years to get yourself together. After 5 years, you ain't done it, it's your fault. It ain't my fault. But you ain't going to take that out of my mouth. You're going to let me get me in trouble. You're going to let me lose my spirit because you sorry. Now, am I wrong? Correct me. And that's including anybody. I ain't going to let you get in this circle of mine. Because, see the spirit, and we don't talk about me because I can't speak for you. I can only speak for myself. I ain't perfect. I hadn't attained. Don't you think that? Because I still struggle with things too. Amen. I got other things that beset me. Amen. But I do know, and every night I wrote them down, and I make it personal, and I look at them every day. Why? Because, see, if I don't control it, it's going to control me. And I refuse to let it do it. And that's the point that I'm saying. So let's go back to James right quick. Because we got to move on. But I'm enjoying it so much, ain't you? Knowing this. See, when you know this. See, do you know this? Do you know what we're doing here today? Do you know the five things that we're talking about? Count, walk in truth, tongue, self-control, world. Do you know this? What we have talked about and we don't do no more. Do you know that's what we're trying to do? We're trying to learn how to be patient, to be steadfast, to count. He said the word consider. See, that's what we're trying to do that. So we can stay in the truth. Then when you do that, you're going to control the tongue. That you have self-control. Amen. That the world don't have no. See, that's what he's saying. No one. Do you know this here? Or are you just here? Do you know what count means? Have you did it this week? Have you considered? Have you reckoned? Have you thought? Think? Have you done that? Do you sit down and look at things? Think about things before you do them? Situation arise, do you say, okay, let's go? Or do you sit down and take the word and think about it before you make a decision? Men, that's what it means by being the head of the wife, being the head. See, sometimes you got to think for the whole family. Sometimes you got to sit down and think about it. See, and then go to your help me and say, well, let's open the book and say, this is where it needs to be done. Amen. I mean, you're not telling her this way it needs to be done. You let the book answer for you. Amen. And when you write, when you're doing it by faith, to be right, everything else going to be what? Justified, right? Because what you're doing, you open the book up, right? See? Like I did. See, on the way home, I said, now you know what we went through. You know what we went through. She said, that's right. And then by the time I got to Oakland Avenue, she wasn't thinking about now another one. Because see, go back to path, bring it back up, take the word and apply it, amen. And faith to faith going to make you be right anytime, amen. Now you hear what I just said. Now just because you're the head, don't go tell them. Open the book. Open that which is written. Show them what the book says, amen. How can you fight the book? How can you fight the book? You can't do it. I'm not sitting there saying, I'm the husband, and you're going to do what I tell you to do. I'm not saying you need to do that, because it's a growing process for her, too. See, you need an example. You teaching, we're teaching one another. Amen. It's a growing process. Amen. To your help meet, am I right? See, so understanding is the best way. Policy. See, and that's the point. But see, you got to know this. See, it got to be there. See? How you going to tell somebody else what to do when you don't know what to do? You don't come to church. You don't study God's word. But you always, this is what I think. What you talking about, man? You don't know what you talking about. Tell me what you think with outside the word. Amen. I ain't going to listen to you. Am I right? Knowing. What do you mean count? You can consider what the repercussions is today, tomorrow, the long run. See, what the repercussions? Folks getting ready for a holiday. They're talking about bagging up Black Friday. Make you miss your Thanksgiving dinner now. Stores are going to open up before you get your turkey done. And most folks going and buying stuff that they don't even need. Am I right? Let me tell you something. If that day comes around December 25th and I'm here, I was at the bank the other day on a Wednesday, a week and one day before Thanksgiving. She going to tell me, happy Thanksgiving. I said, what you talking about Thanksgiving? I'm talking about today. She started laughing. I was in the drive-thru window. Happy Thanksgiving. I said, that's a week away. Hey, why you think I worry about Thanksgiving for? I'm talking about this day. Happy Wednesday. She started laughing. But that's the mindset that people have. Am I right? Question. What do you think will happen if you just treat that day just like any other day? You don't go out and buy nothing. I mean, just like you're ordinary to do. If you're off, thank the Lord for it. If you're off, you say, I'm off. We cook a big, I'm off. Anyway, when you're off, you cook a big breakfast and you eat. You know what I'm saying? Just treat it. Don't buy nothing. Don't spend no money. Just have a, just treat it just like, you think the next day going to be awful? You think that people ain't going to like you no more? Huh? Who would rather please God or me? See, that's what I'm talking about, counting. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of us worry about things that don't even matter. We worry about things that don't even matter. And things that we need to be worrying about is that which is written from faith to faith so that we be not deceived. But see, you got the way you say, knowing this, that the trial of your faith, see, worketh patience. That the trial of your faith worketh patience. And that's the thing that we need to know. Now let me give you a word, okay? I want you to write this down. Go back to knowing, okay? Look at what the word says in relationship to knowing. Okay? Genesco, I want you to give that word, because that word has strong connotation. Because see, when you know, these things are written that you may know. When you know, you got it, baby. That G-I-N-O-S-K-O. G-I-N-O-S-K-O. And these the adjectives I want you to put down by it. See, when you know, you understand. You have knowledge through experience. That is that when you know, see, you understand and have knowledge through experience. Through faith, see, based on what is written, that the just shall live by faith, so that we be not what? Deceived. Say what that word means. That's what that word means. To knowingly. Genosko, that's simply what that word means. That is to come, to be able to comprehend. Enables one to, what it do? It enables one to be patient. See, that's what that word means. See, that is, that it enables one to be patient. Then, that word patience simply means proving. What does that word mean? See, when you know, and then when you enable to be patient, that's what that word means. Patience means simply mean to prove. that are proved by the Word of God. Let's go to 1 Peter 4 right quick. I want to share a scripture with you. 1 Peter 4, 15. See, in 1 Peter 4, 15, 16, see, I want you to look at that word there, okay? All right? That word, it says in 1 Peter 4, 15, it said, but let now you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, as a busybody in any other man's matter. But look at verse 16. Yet, if any man suffer, see, as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify on God on his behalf. See, this happens in our life that is, hey, we in the world, right? It ain't nothing you can do about it, right? See, you just can't go be like those nuns over there at the monastery over there in Irondale, become cloistered. See, cloistered nuns, they take a vow that they never leave. And you just can't do that. You just can't do it because, see, how you gonna let your light shine? How you gonna be? See, we don't worry about the world because the world don't have no control over us. Am I right? But see, when you understand through knowing that is that when you understand, when you consider, see, when you do those things in order to have the experience of life, see, that's that word there, relationship to understanding where the word goes. Now let me give you another word. I want you to write down because time is moving. Proving, and here's the word I want you to look at this week. D-O-K-I-M-O-S. Okay, D-O-K-I-M-O-S. Or you can look at a D-O-K-I-M-I-O-N. You look at it two ways. See, in relationship to understanding what we're talking about. That is when you look at that word there, to know, see, to understand, see, in relation to understand what we're doing, all right? And then let me give you one more word, patience, and then we're going to tie all this together. See, knowing that we prove, we endure to be patient, and here the word is. Y'all ready? K-E-T-R-G-A-Z-E-T-A-I. Okay. K-A-T-E-R-G-A-Z-E-T-A-I. You got it? K-A-T-E-R-G-A-Z-E-T-A-I. Okay. Y'all got it? All right. So when you go back to verse 3, when he said knowing, right, that we have that understanding, we have that knowledge to experience, right, that what we're doing, right, to prove, to be assured. See, it brings about patience. So if you had to write a formula, this is what it would be. That is, that we're going to know, we're going to understand Philippians 2:5, right? See, am I right? That we're going to have knowledge there, am I right? Through experience, that is by proving, see, to be assured, to be patient. And that's what he's saying here. Knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. See, knowing, because you know that you live by faith, right? That gives us righteousness, that the just shall live by what? Faith. So you're going to know that the trying of your faith, that word trying now means proving. See, you got different translations that may say that. What's yours say, Brother Frazier? Testing. See, testing, trying, proving. See, that's it right there. The trying, testing of your faith, see, it bring about assurance. See, assurance. See, confidence. See, that's what it does. Y'all got me? So if you're looking at that verse, underline the word no, underline try, underline patience. See, because see, all three of those, to know, brings about tests. It brings about proving. See, how we prove? By the word of God. Am I right? that we gonna what? Endure, that we gonna be assured everything gonna be all right. Y'all got that? Y'all see how one verse so powerful? See, but you can't do it if you don't know. If you don't have that understanding, if you don't have that knowledge. See, if you don't have that, see, all the rest ain't gonna do you no good. Am I right? Here I go again. No, hang up the phone. See, because see what was happening, the devil was entering in, amen. I'm just telling you the truth. See, the devil want to get in your what? He want to break your what? Your knowing. See, the devil, you don't realize, but the devil has a tendency, you know what's right, but what the devil trying to do is put a what? He's trying to stop it. And what he going to do is throw everything at you. See, and then when you don't count, see, you're not going to know how to handle various what? Temptations. And that's when you're going to fall. And then you're not going to be patient. You're not going to be assured. Amen. See, one thing about being a child of God, these things that were written so that the man of God may be thoroughly functioned to all good work, the Holy Spirit has given us the perfect law of liberty, freedom. If you continue my word, see, we shall be free, free, free. See, that's the assurance, that's the patience that we have. And it ain't going to be tried. But we got something to prove with. It's called the book. But what good is the book when you ain't got time for it? Amen. Man, we had a marvelous class this morning, didn't we? I just feel sorry for you who didn't get it. See, this bell ain't gold and silver. Amen. Look, do you believe that? It's priceless. Because see, what he's going to do, he's going to go within your mindset, and then if you apply it right, guess what he's going to do? He's going to change you. He's going to make you better. He's going to make you get rid of things that you've been trying to get rid of for a long time. Amen. Because see, that's what the word of God do. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Amen. But see, it ain't no good when you don't what? Count it, when you don't apply it. And that's the reason why. Knowing, trying, testing, proving, worketh assurance. It worketh steadfastness. 1 Corinthians 15:15. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord. And that's what he's saying. So when you go back, that's the reason why he said, my brethren, my fellow believer, count it all joy. See, hey, man, we got victory. Hey, man. Make me sick when I hear Creflo Dollar talking that lie. And all the rest of them talking that lie. And then we got it, and then we ain't got time to use it. You need to be whooped by the devil. You who are Christians and don't use it, I hope the devil tie you up, and I hope this don't take. I hope it whooped you down one side and the other. But you know why I say that? Because you got it, but you reject it. You no different than those Jews when Jesus died. Jesus was trying to tell them they were rejecting you in the same category they in. And then when it happened to you, when he whooped you down, the devil, then you're going to come up here and stand up. I'm not being ugly, but I am correcting. Because we got the word, am I right? The just shall live by faith, what? Based on what is written. That's what makes us right. But see, what good is being right when you're not living by faith? You ain't going to be right. You're going to be wrong. Amen. This is what James is trying to get us to see. Knowing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you comprehending? Is this a part of your knowledge? Are you experiencing what I'm saying? Amen. The only thing we're trying to do is put some stability in your life. See, been walking around messed up all these years. Now we're trying to get you right. And the Lord don't serve this good old dinner, but you don't want to come and eat it. Amen. Ain't this wonderful? Y'all want me to do it in a hurry? I ain't get through but one verse today. Huh? But do we understand that what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about? See, now this is what you should have. You should know what count is. You should know what fall is. You know what brethren is. You should know what know is. You should know what trying is. You know what patience is. Amen. You should tie all in to various temptations. Am I right? See, you should know that already. Amen. That should be somewhere in your spiritual memoirs. Amen. Get the tape. Listen to it again. They're free. See, Most churches charge you $9.95. But we're going to give it to you free. Get a tape. Go online. He have it on tonight at 9 o'clock. It will put you to sleep. I'm not saying that in an ugly way. If you have problems sleeping, listen to me at 9 o'clock. I'm telling you, man. See, listen to it two or three times. Am I right? I like what Sister Tickner said the other day. She said, man, I know I won't be listening to all this week. It took me to two to realize what she was talking about. I just joke, I knew what she was talking about. The word of God, amen. Amen. And that's the attitude we need to have, amen. See, because this is what's going to give us patience. You know that first word, patience, that's assurance. Am I right? That's what we need, amen. That when that devil comes, you're going to tell the devil he's a lie. You're a lie. Because see, you're going to know what he is. Am I right? First thing you're going to do. So that man was talking to me about that car. I said, you're a lie. I wasn't looking at him. I said, you're a lie. See? Because see, I already been tested with that. So I already been there. Am I right? And I wasn't going to get back there no more. Not today. See, because here we go again. Go back to your life. Count, examine. Go home and walk through your house. You got 3 DVDs. You don't need but 1. 5 TVs. You ain't got but 2 eyes. Huh? 44 pair of shoes. You ain't got but 2 feet. Some of us got more shoes than we got days to wear them. I'm serious. Y'all laughing. But look at it. Am I right? Think about it. Look at it. But see, we allow these things. Sometimes women have rings on every finger. For what? I'm just think about your life. Count your life. Go look at your life. And see, what the devil done, the devil used this to put us in a financial situation, amen, that caused us, I just got to go. I understand your mindset because the world got you. Am I right? When your MasterCard bill went up to $5,000 and you got a $200 payment, man, come on. I ain't got to give it to you. You got to get it from somewhere. But how did you get there? See, buying stuff you ain't got. I know y'all don't like hearing stuff like this. I'm going to leave you alone. But until you realize it, I'm telling you, folks, until you look at it and realize it, see, I'm warning you about what's going to happen the next 6 weeks. Don't get caught up in it. Amen. It's just a day. It's a man-made devil day. That's all it is. Because Christ was never in that anyway. Amen. Just don't get hung up on it. My wife went to the flea market the other day and bought me a knife. Man, I'm so happy. You know what she bought me, Kathy? Huh? She bought me a pack of socks for $5. Had a blue pair, a black pair, a brown pair. And I didn't know she was going to give it to me. I was so happy. You know why I was happy? Because I had all socks they weren't matched. I was wearing mismatched socks. I needed them. And I was just as happy as I wanted to be. Why? Because that's something that I needed. Am I right? See? It didn't hurt nothing, $5. Y'all know what I'm saying? I could have said, well, hey, why did you go downtown and give me some for like $19.95 a pair? It's still going to cover your feet. That's all I want to do, cover the feet. Am I right? See, I don't worry about got a black suit on where I got. I don't care what kind of socks I put on. As long as I got socks on. That's just me. And that's the point I'm in, Paul. I'm sorry. See? And that's the point. See, that's what you're doing. You can't. Okay, we're out of time. We appreciate you so much. Brother, don't forget we need you downtown, downstairs. Not downtown, downstairs a few minutes. Let us pray. All right.